88 acres of the Milwaukee County grounds have changed hands in recent years. UWM bought the land for its innovation campus. Many people have remained riveted to the fraction that UWM then sold to the Mandel Group. The parcel holds four Eschweiler buildings and covers just over 8 acres. The landscape surrounding the site has served as a stopover for migrating monarchs. As for the buildings, red brick and tile roofed, they've made it onto the National Register of Historic Places.
The engineering building, which is the smallest Eschweiler building, we are hopeful that that is going to be preserved as a single family home.
Phil Aiello is Mandel's senior development manager. He says Mandel can save only the facades of two Eschweilers.
The dorm and dairy buildings are going to be converted into walled gardens where we will take down the exterior walls, but keep the first floor of the exterior walls. Landscape it on the inside.
But we'll save the largest, the original Ag School's administration building. It will house the office that leases the 6 luxury apartments Mandel erected to the west. Aiello guides me inside where construction workers drill and hammer. When they complete the renovation, he hopes people feel the building's history as they enter its imposing front door.
We are keeping the chair rails, keeping the ceilings high. We're going to have lighting fixtures that were appropriate for the period.
The renovation will also feature a billiard room and fitness areas for tenants. In the basement, their pets will luxuriate in their own spa.
And on the top floor, which is really the most beautiful room of all the rooms in these Eschweiler buildings, and we're going to convert that into a conference room for business meetings, weddings.
We climb massive staircases to take a peek. Along the way, crews tend to broken windows and graffitied walls. We reach the lofty perch.
Cathedral ceilings, two-story height with skylights. It's just a beautiful, beautiful space, and you won't be able to replicate it anywhere.
Aiello says he would have liked nothing more than to save all 4 Eschweiler buildings.
The cost is very high to rehab them, and the amount of actual economically useful space that you get out of them is small.
We step outside to a gust of wind, where Aiello says nearly half the parcel will be green.
We preserved all the old trees that are on the quadrangle, and so once the construction is complete and the trailer is gone, there's going to be it's basically like a large city block of green space in the middle of the development.
Aiello says conservationists' persistent concerns influenced Mandel's landscaping plan. The developer even wiped several apartments off its original design so sunlight could hit a couple of oak trees where monarchs have historically roosted on August and September mornings.
Take a look at the new construction. And do you see how we've got the pitched roof, but then it's flat?
The sun will still be blocked early, but it will reach them a little sooner with that gable gone. And whether or not the monarchs decide to use it again sometime, we don't know.
Barb Agnew saw her first monarch here in the 1990s and has been advocating for them ever since. Long before the land sale, Agnew served on a habitat restoration planning team. Its blueprint folds in adjacent developments and parkland. The plan promotes the planting of native plants to encourage ecosystems.
And it was approved December 17th, 2009, by the county board as part of the land sale agreement that UWM agreed to.
Yet Agnew says development has diminished habitat. She's seeing fewer monarchs.
They're not going to stay as long. There aren't as many being produced. There aren't as many that are visually attracted in fall.
Agnew hopes Mandel's efforts make a difference. In the meantime, she's working to make up for what's been lost to construction projects across the 88 UWM-purchased acres. Volunteers are filling every inch they can dig into with goldenrod, boneset, and aster.
And a wonderful Eagle Scout put in 1,400 milkweed plants along the expressway.
Agnew hopes to stitch together enough habitat to nurture a tiny miracle. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.